Ready for 2012? There's so many predictions about 2012. And there's so many profound changes going on the Earth and in the planetary constellations. We will see what happens. We do not need to put ourselves in any idea about it. Let's just see what happens day by day, moment by moment. Be like a rock in the midst of all that may happen. Be a fire, be light, be fearless. We will see what happens. We don't know. We never know. We just pretend. But there are so many stories about this year to come. So it is very exciting that we are alive and can witness. What is this all about? We will find out. So my feeling is that day by day it is more important that you live your very best, that you don't allow to be knocked over. Not by small things, not by big things. So live fully. May it be for another day. May it be for another 100 years. We'll find out. Live fully. So the next Christmas retreat, I would love to be with you guys in La Roseraie. And this very special day, the 21st of December, I would like to include in the retreat. And for some people this may not be possible, work-wise, children-wise, and all of that. So we will find a way. And as the 21st of December is mentioned in many predictions, as this is the day, I see these times more as a window of time, and that actually we are in the middle, and this may stretch out to 2015, something like that. So definitely time circles are coming to an end, and before new events there's always restlessness or chaos. It's just part of the big picture. And somehow everything is unfolding exactly as it should be. Again, this is our big surrender. Nevertheless, I would like to be with you guys, so see what is possible in your life to be in France. So maybe best not to go into too many stories or belief systems also about these days, but to stay in yourself and just see what happens. The best place to go through any turmoil or any moment, actually, not only the turmoil, the best place is your very heart. And that is so wonderful. This is always there. And allow the fragility of life, allow to take that in. You never know what will happen the next moment. It's very fragile, everything. Very strong, very beautiful, but also very fragile. What a mystery and what a beauty is that also. The fragility of all of life. It's also so beautiful. What can you count on? We always want to count on something. It's to keep ourselves away from fear. Allow the fragility of life. Allow the vulnerability of everything. And then you will see that a courage will emerge in you that is made of another fiber. To acknowledge everything. That you do no longer need to count on anything or be sure about something. No. We will see. And live your best life. Moment to moment.